Welcome to 302 Seconds While You Wait, a Canelin podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Mum, the Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through fifth grade, and I am super excited today to be joined by Mr. Zerfus from McDowell Elementary School. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, so my name is Brian Zerfus. I am the principal at McDowell Elementary School in the farthest south point of the district, and this is my fifth year in Canelin now.
Excellent, excellent. And what's a fun fact about being in Canelin or past education history?
Fun fact about me, actually, I used to coach a lot of volleyball. I was a men's varsity volleyball coach for almost a decade.
Perfect. So. Do you miss coaching?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Probably get some opportunity coaching within schools and working with the kids and in a different way, for sure.
It's all interconnected.
Excellent. Well, thank you for stopping by. Today's topic, we're going to talk about social-emotional learning. Sometimes you hear it referred to as SEL. It is one of our five commitments within our strategic plan. And so could you tell us a little bit from your perspective about what social-emotional learning looks like, maybe some lesson topics, and then, of course, how might we support our students at home?
Yeah, so social-emotional learning is obviously very huge in our community with our students and across the country. What you see a lot of is social-emotional learning goes beyond just your typical, you know, behavior management. It's more about supporting the whole child, navigating their day-to-day and whatever emotions they might have or challenges that they face. We do have a district-adopted curriculum. It is called Second Step, and that is something where there are weekly lessons tied into what's happening in the classroom. So various wide-ranging focus from problem solving to how to make friends to how to deal with challenges. And there are associated songs and videos and opportunities for conversation. So it's something really in-depth that we see, but it really does go beyond that. So while we do have that curriculum, teachers also have the ability to not necessarily go off script, but really tie into whatever they might be struggling with or need help with. So they might pull in different resources, be good people or something that might work for them, and utilize that to meet the needs of their students. So if they're seeing a big group of students who are struggling, meeting new friends, or maybe there's a lot of drama going on, they might be able to pull a lesson in to really target that and then either have follow-ups through class meetings or restorative circles with whole class or groups of students to really meet those needs.
Knowing that it's just about the holiday season time when we are putting this podcast out, what are some things that you see in typical classrooms or that students may need in that social-emotional learning realm? Are friendships at that point? You're away from your friends for a bit. What are some social-emotional lessons that you would say kind of come to mind?
Yeah, so I would say that around this time of year, I think more than anything, it's just having somebody to listen to, having somebody to have a conversation with that can, and that can extend well beyond school. You know, it can just be a conversation at home. When we talk about things that families can do, one of the big things that I really encourage parents is, you know, turn off the TV and have a conversation at dinner, go device free, have a meal together and just talk about the day. What was a challenge? What was something that you enjoyed? You know, you can go beyond the what did you learn, and the kid just kind of goes, oh, nothing.
But that really, never happens, right?
Never, never, ever. But really dive into that and pry a little bit. But also, you know, this time of year is a great time to spend time together as a family. And I think that's one of the beautiful parts of the holidays. So even if it's like a game night at home or you're going out somewhere together, like those conversations and then helping students process what they might be going through is really huge and so valuable to have that not just done at school, but to have that done at home too.
Excellent. Those are excellent ideas, especially I think we get into the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. Oh, yeah. We're going into Thanksgiving, into the holidays, and sometimes we forget the importance of just taking time and having that conversation. So those are great reminders. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about Second Step and SEL in the schools. Just a quick little mini commercial. We do have the Thanksgiving week schedule coming up next week. That means the students and families have tons of time to do what you are suggesting. And really, we'll be spending some time because we are out of school for that whole week if you're a student. While you are out, though, the teachers are in doing a lot of planning, a lot of professional development, and really doing some presentations as well at our annual Ignite conference. So that'll be very exciting for all of the Canelin staff. If you've listened all the way to the end, we have our secret word, which you know, you just email 302seconds@caneland.org. And the secret word this week is self-care. If you send that over, you have a chance to enter a raffle. So thank you very much, Mr. Zerfus,
for
stopping
me.
By. And we hope you all have a great Thanksgiving season.